Hazira Begum lives in one of the poorest suburbs in North Dhaka, a place where half-dressed children play in the dusty streets, running in and out of little shops with colourfully painted wooden doorways.
OK, let's go. Shall we go?
She sent 10-year-old Shakira and 4-year-old Rahad to meet me.
Walking down a typical Dhaka street with people carrying things on their head, lots of children following me.
They take us down an alley and up some crumbling concrete stairs.
This is it. This is it. Okay.
Hi.
Hazira greets me with a warm smile. She's clearly a very charismatic woman with a big pair of lungs. Controlling 35 children is no easy job.
Hazira is ushering me into a freshly mopped, tiled room where we're about to sit on the floor, and on the walls are brightly coloured pictures, rainbows and houses and stars and birds and flowers. And Hazira is surrounded by children, 35 children, all trying to get onto her lap, which is the prime position. They all want to be hugged by her.
Then a baby arrives. It's the latest addition to Hazira's family. Like all the other children here, this 2-month-old baby is the child of a sex worker. Hazira bounces the baby up and down on her knee and sings her a song. The baby looks at Hazira, her little face breaking out in a broad smile. Hazira has such an affinity with his children because she knows what it means to be a child that nobody wants to acknowledge.
Sex workers' children are very badly neglected by the society. That's why I decided to do something for them. I prefer looking after the girls because the girls are more prone to become victims of the violence and torture in the society.
This has been Hazira's own story, one of sexual abuse, neglect and hunger.
From very early on, I had a problematic life. I was living with my parents. I was very hungry and my father beat me. So I thought if I could get to my auntie's house, she would give me some rice. I ran out of the house and got into a bus, hoping to reach my aunt. The bus took me another part of Dhaka and I got lost.
This memory is clearly hard to recall. Hazira looks away, wiping 2 tears from her cheek.
This was the start of a very painful period in my life. It's from this time that I came to know just how awful the real pain of hunger is. Because I was lost and I didn't know how to get back home, I walked around the streets on my own. My stomach was always empty and I was always hungry. Sometimes I used to pick up banana skin from the street that people had thrown away and eat them. I lived on the footpath with other street children like me. I used to pick up bits of paper and abandoned plastic bottles and sell them to a peddler to earn money. Then I could buy rice to satisfy my hunger.
When Hazira was 11, she met a woman who sold her to a brothel.
It's something that is really too hard to explain. It's inexpressible to tell you the hurt I suffered then. Having sex with a man when you're 11 is very painful. I asked the customers, please take me away from this hell. I can't stay here any more longer. But they did not pay any heed to me.
And did you get pregnant?
Yes, I got pregnant several times, but I was given medicine by the brothel authorities, which made me abort the babies. In fact, they were continuously giving me the pills so I wouldn't get pregnant.
Given that you were going through such trauma, how did you manage to stay hopeful? How did you manage to stay alive?
Most girls like me think about committing suicide, but somehow I hung on. I still had dreams of a better life. I didn't think I was committing a crime. I saw the brothel as the guilty one. I thought why I should give up my life because of them. They sold me into the brothel and forced me to do this. They are the ones who should be punished. I think it was being able to see this that kept me alive.
So tell me, when did you have the idea that you would look after children of sex workers?
Actually, I saw that the children of sex workers often ended up on the street. Nobody wanted them. They were suffering very pathetically. Also, at that time, I was working in Durjoy Nari Shongothon, an organization for sex workers. Being there inspired me to establish a facility for the children of sex workers. I had to do something to help them. I was around 35 years old at that time.
Having been a sex worker herself, Hazira knows many of the sex workers in the city, and they know her. While I'm talking to her, in the next door room, a 17-year-old girl is lying on the floor with her recently born baby. She's come to give it to Hazira. Here, the baby will have a better chance of being accepted.
All children in Bangladesh have rights, except the children of the sex workers. Even a street beggar's child has right to be admitted into a school, but not the children of sex workers. Legally, of course, they are allowed, but there is such a bad discrimination that schools don't want them, because parents complain.
Hazira's flat comprises of four small rooms and a kitchen. Two rooms have three bunk beds in them. One of the beds is full of potatoes and onions. Hazira's own bedroom has a double bed where she sleeps with the seven little ones.
Seven children in this bed? How can you sleep with seven children?
It's very comfortable sleeping with all these children. Some sleep on the floor and some younger ones sleep with me. We watch television and they fall asleep.
Hazira gets donations from different sources. A university helps out. And people collect money for the children during religious holidays. But it's never enough, especially when you're feeding 35 children five times a day.
It's lunchtime now and there's two enormous pots here. We've got a big pot of rice and 35 plates, a huge pot of dal and even some meat. I think this is the first time it's been quiet in here because there are 35 children eating lunch. Good? Is it good? Yeah? Tasty. The room that we first came into, which was absolutely sparkling clean, is now full of food debris and chicken bones and what you can imagine after 35 children have just eaten. This is a really full-time job. I just can't imagine doing this every day of your life.
Despite the rigours of looking after so many children, Hazira's full of joy. She gets as much out of them as they do from her.
In fact, the children like to get love and affection. They are very happy to have a mother. I also wanted a mother's love and affection in my childhood, but I didn't get that. I will fulfill their demand, what I didn't get in my life.
How can you love 35 children, so many children, and yet they all clamber on top of you?
Love has no limits. They love me and I love them, and they call me mom. Likewise, I treat them as my own children. I enjoy and love it so much.
Khadija is 12. She's been here for 5 years.
Tell me about Hazira. What kind of mother is Hazira?
Mom does everything for us. She cares about our food, clothes, accommodation. Mom is never rude to us.
Is she quite strict as a mother, Hazira?
Yes, she is.
Is that a good thing?
Yes, it is.
There's lots of boys coming in from school. It's so crowded in here. There's about 8 children on the bed, and there's about 10 children crowding around the bed. How old are you?
16 and old.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Robin.
Robin. What is it like to live with so many adopted brothers and sisters?
From our childhood, we have been growing up all together here. I am really very happy having so many brothers and sisters. We make a lot of fun and we go to school together. We all love our mom very much.
What do you think of your mother's work?
We think what our mom is doing is very noble work, and in future she will do something even better. Even in my school today, I told all the children that there is no one else like my mother. What our mother is doing is the most amazing work in the world. Because she is bringing up helpless children, they are being educated here, I would say it is a great job.
All Hazira's children seem well-fed, clean and nicely dressed. When it's time to leave, I tell Hazira I can't believe she can look after so many children.
It's amazing that you've managed to turn such a terrible story, your own story, into such a positive story for other children.
This is what gives me a purpose in life. I love these children. I have seen many terrible things in my life, things nobody can imagine. A mother having sex for money with her child beside her, just so she can survive.
You seem very happy now. Do they bring you a lot of happiness, the children?
This really brings a lot of happiness. When they call me mom, I feel so happy and glad. Even when they are fighting, I love them.
Which must be why this small home seems so full of laughter. These children know they're the lucky ones.